extending the paw of friendship to our patron, My Time to Play feature. The approximate length of this recording is 8 minutes.
Patron visit. Extending the paw of friendship to our patron, HRH the Countess of Wessex. We welcomed our patron, Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex, to Guide Dogs Reading Hub in March to introduce and showcase our services for children, young people and families, and to highlight the importance of our guide dogs in training. As the visit coincided with World Book Day, the Countess read with 5-year-old Everly, who uses our Customise service. Customise makes large print books for children and young people with vision impairments, and the Countess also toured the hub to see how the books, which are customised to meet each child's specific needs, are made. Nigel Betts, Customise National Development Manager, explained the production process to the Countess and introduced her to his team. Afterwards, the Countess met staff from the Children and Young People's Services team, who provide life-changing support for children and families affected by sight loss. The Countess heard about our Tech for All service, which provides free assistive technology, and met 10-year-old Zanna, who showed the Countess how her tablet helps her. The Countess also met some children and their families with buddy dogs. Her Royal Highness was then given a guide dog training demonstration by our expert trainers, and Emma Hills, training and behaviour advisor, introduced some of her colleagues and their dogs. There was also a moment when the Countess made a hand imprint in clay, marking the redevelopment and designation of the Reading Hub as the Reading Community Team's new home. She also helped a guide dog in training to make a clay paw print to go alongside her own. Kerry Kernan, head of Guide Dogs Children and Young People's Services, said, "We were absolutely delighted to meet the Countess and showcase our life-changing children's services. While we're well known for providing guide dogs, we're also the largest provider of services for children and young people with sight loss in the country, and we're really grateful for the Countess's keen interest and passion for this area of our work." Included here are 5 photographs. The first is of Her Royal Highness the Countess of Wessex helping a black Labrador guide dog in training make a clay paw print. The second is of her sitting with and reading to Everly. The third is of Nigel Betts showing her a Customise large print book. The fourth is of her chatting to Zanna, who is holding her tablet. The fifth is of her at the training demonstration as a black Labrador trainee guide dog is practicing on an obstacle course.
My Time to Play. Let's make time to play. Our My Time to Play programme helps babies and toddlers with sight loss, aged from birth to 4, build a whole host of skills through fun and supportive group sessions. Since launching in April 2021, initially via Zoom, more than 90 children and their families have taken part in the programme, which runs over 7 sessions, led by our expert habilitation specialists. Play is very important in all children's early development, helping them learn about the world and themselves. But for a child with a vision impairment, this happens in a different way. My Time to Play focuses on encouraging children to use their non-visual senses to build their practical skills and confidence, from rolling, sitting and crawling to using a spoon or learning to put clothes on. Each session is structured around activities such as songs, movement, and a sensory story that is brought to life through touch, taste, smell, or sound. Amy Gordon, who runs both in-person and virtual sessions in Leeds, explains. For the popular children's book, The Very Hungry Caterpillar, we explore the story using food. Watermelon is cut into chunks, triangles, and mashed so children can taste, hold in their hands, or even squish their feet in it. While for We're Going on a Bear Hunt, we set up a sensory trail, filling foil trays with twigs, water, and chocolate angel delight, mud. For the virtual sessions, parents receive a list of materials in advance, mainly everyday household items. The positive impact on participating children is wide-ranging and long-lasting. One little girl was struggling to make friends as she wanted to touch other children's faces, which non-vision impaired children didn't understand. She made loads of friends in our session as other children were discovering things in the same way, says Amy. I've also noticed how much more independent children become as they grow familiar with the session's routine, letting their parents take a step back while they take the lead. For parents too, My Time to Play provides peer-to-peer family support, often at a difficult time when they're coming to terms with their child's sight loss. Amy adds, many families stay in touch afterwards with those further along their journey, keen to share their own experience and support parents who've recently received a diagnosis. Amy concludes, delivering My Time to Play has been absolutely incredible. So many children don't get any habilitation support until they start formal education, and it's the ideal setting to start conversations about other support options. That can be really life-changing for families. My Time to Play is free and runs virtually across the UK, with in-person sessions also now offered in some areas. Find out more at www.guidedogs.org.uk/MTTP. Sarah and Alfie's story. Sarah took part in My Time to Play's virtual programme with her son Alfie. Sarah said, even after Alfie's diagnosis of nystagmus at about 3 months old, I still wasn't sure how to help him. I was left to do my own research and came across the Guide Dogs website when I was trying to find information about sensory playgroups. I tried to find sensory groups for Alfie, but they're not always inclusive and it's really upsetting to see him left out. When Guide Dogs told me about the My Time to Play programme, I jumped at the chance. It was exactly what we'd been looking for. It's been fantastic and really brought me out of my shell and given me the confidence to know how to help him. The habilitation specialists were really approachable and friendly and gave us a list of everything we needed, which were all things we had around the house. We played with bubbles and shaving foam, pom-poms and kitchen utensils. Alfie struggles to see the pictures in a book, so My Time to Play taught me how to make a story more engaging for him. It's all about making him feel part of it through props, sounds, touch and movement. During our second session, we read a story about a cat who wears a bell. I used a bell from the Christmas tree, and Alfie loved the jingly noise, which made the story more interesting for him. He was about 8 months old at the time, and during that session, he crawled for the very first time towards the bell. I couldn't believe it. It made me so happy. Afterwards, I cried for about 3 hours. We'd been told that Alfie would have delayed development, and we didn't think he'd be able to crawl yet. Without the bell and the story to make it more fun, I might not have thought to try. I've noticed so many positive changes in Alfie since we completed the programme. It's been wonderful to take part in something that's just for him. Included here are two photographs. The first is of Sarah and Alfie sitting and reading a book together. The second is of Alfie with various sensory toys.